This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the India AI Impact Summit 2026 today at Bharat Mandapam. Mr. Modi will participate in the opening ceremony of the summit. The opening ceremony will also be addressed by the President of France, Secretary General of the United Nations, as well as various top industry leaders from across the world. Last evening, Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcomed the global leaders at Bharat Mandapam, French President Emmanuel Macron, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, Prime Ministers of Finland, Bhutan, Mauritius, Crown Prince of UAE, President of Slovakia, United Nations General Secretary Antonio Guterres, and Managing Director of IMF, Kristalina Georgieva, were among the esteemed leaders who have gathered for the summit. Mr. Modi also hosted a dinner for the global leaders. At India AI Impact Summit, Google has announced that it will connect India with the US through new subsea cables as part of a $15 billion investment spread over 5 years. In a statement, the company informed that through their collaborative infrastructure initiative named America-India Connect, a new international subsea gateway will be established in Vizag. It added that 3 new subsea paths connecting India to Singapore, South Africa and Australia, and 4 strategic fiber optic routes would also be established. Speaking at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi, CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, expressed hope that India is going to have an extraordinary trajectory with AI.
And today we are excited to announce a partnership between Google DeepMind and the Indian government as part of the Global National Partnerships Program. This will broaden access to frontier AI capabilities for national priorities. Demis will share more later on. We're also partnering with Atal Tinkering Labs to bring GenAI assistance to over 10,000 Indian schools and 11 million students with a focus on robotics and coding in the classroom. Google has a full-stack commitment to India, and I've never been more excited about the future we are building together.
Secretary of the Ministry of Steel, Sandeep Pondrick, has said that India's steel consumption has witnessed an unprecedented surge, jumping from 77 million tonne in 2014-15 to 152 million tonne in 2024-25. He said this while addressing a session at the Ministry of Steel Pavilion at the ongoing India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi. Mr. Pondrick expressed confidence that India's crude steel capacity is expected to reach 300 million tonne by 2030-31 and 400 metric tonne by 2035-36. The session brought together leading steel producers and iron ore miners to present their forward-looking roadmaps to AI innovators. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the beginning of holy month of Ramzan in a social media post. Mr. Modi said Ramzan Mubarak and expressed hope that this auspicious month will further the spirit of togetherness in society. He also hoped that there will be peace and prosperity everywhere. The holy month of Ramzan has begun today as the moon was sighted yesterday evening in many parts of the country. Uttar Pradesh government has issued directives to all districts to identify and document manuscripts at the district level and present them digitally on a global platform. The initiative was taken under the ambitious national campaign, the Gyan Bharatam Mission. For supervision of this initiative, Chief Development Officer of each district has been designated as a nodal officer. Under the Gyan Bharatam Mission, which focuses on heritage conservation, scientific preservation, digitization and archiving of manuscripts and rare texts related to India's knowledge, tradition are being carried out in every district. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has said that the Legislative Assembly election dates of Assam will be announced considering the state's biggest festival, Bihu, which falls in mid of April. Addressing the media persons in Guwahati after reviewing state's preparedness for the upcoming assembly elections, the Chief Election Commissioner said that at an appropriate time, the commission will announce the election date for 126 assembly constituencies of Assam. And the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup defending champions India beat the Netherlands by 17 runs in the final group F fixture at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Electing to bat first, India posted 193 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.